The message you're about to listen to is a recording from God's Favorite House. It is our prayer that you listen, your life will be transformed, and you will be taken to greater heights in your walk with Jesus. Amen. God bless you as you listen to this message.
Hallelujah. Good morning, everybody. Let's say good morning to our neighbors to the left and to the right. So this morning, as we know, we are pressing further into part two of Higher Ground. And I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that the God of heaven, as he has opened doors to you, doors to higher ground, will cause your feet to be like the feet of the dead, the hind feet, so that you will walk upon your high places in the mighty name of Jesus. And so it is and shall be. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. So, higher ground. And we started looking at what Everest can teach us about elevations. What Everest can teach us about elevations, in God. Regardless of where you are, regardless of the phase of life that you are in, God has a higher ground for you. And my prayer, and our prayer is you will attain your higher ground in the name of Jesus. Psalm 24:3-4 says, "Who may ascend into the mountain of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? The one who has clean hands and a pure heart." Holy words, long preserved for our work in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope, give us strength, help us cope in this world where we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words. Amen. Psalm 24:3-4 shows us, and in many other references in the Bible, that the habitation of God is mostly or many times depicted as a higher ground, as a place that is above. And to ascend to it, there are requirements. And we see that even when it comes to the different areas of our lives, God has a place of promotion for you. And that place of promotion is mostly a higher ground. It's a higher ground. God will take you to that higher ground in the name of Jesus. It's mostly a higher ground. So in your finances, you will experience higher grounds in the mighty name of Jesus. In your health, you will experience higher grounds. In your family, in your relationships, you will experience higher grounds in the name of Jesus. When it comes even to your business or your car and your career, you will experience a higher ground in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. The higher ground is mostly higher than where you are right now. In fact, that's why it's called a higher ground. It's on a higher level. You will hear things like, levels don't change, you know. So when levels change, your own level will change for the better. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your path will shine brighter and brighter, even unto the perfect day, in the mighty name of Jesus. When they say levels don't change, and I pray that when people that knew you before encounter you, they will say, ha, our levels don't change. Your levels don't change. God will change your level. God will promote you and take you to higher ground. I will be saying a few things that the higher ground teaches us, particularly from climbing Everest. What Everest teaches us about higher ground, higher elevations in God. We saw last week that the summit requires suffering. If you weren't here last week, if you missed the teaching, you want to get it online, absolutely free, but you need to be on the same page. It requires suffering. What does that mean? Get the teaching. And we also saw last week that you can't climb alone. You can't climb alone. You don't need a crowd, but you need a crew. How is that expatiated? Last week. And we also saw that the higher you go, the thinner the air and the harder you breathe. So the next thing you need to consider is that every step matters. Every step matters. Now, many times when we are taking our steps and making some kind of progress, we are discouraged because we expect that we would have taken 1,000 steps. And we look at the few steps we have taken, and we look at January, and we are somewhat discouraged. Heaven is saying to you, every step matters. Every step matters. Don't disdain the days of little steps. Just keep putting one step in front of the other. Just keep putting one step in front of the other. Things may be challenging or may appear constraining. One step in front of the other. Everybody say one step in front of the other. Just put the next step forward. Just keep going. And we will see you at the top. In the name of Jesus, you will not be grounded in the valley. We will see you at the top in the name of Jesus. And many times, the illustrations of the Word of God point to the fact that God just wants us to take the next step. He just wants us to take the next step. Yes, you have the grand vision. You have the grand vision. But God wants you and I just take the next step. Just take the next step. Psalm 119 verse 105. Psalm 119 verse 105. The word of God says to us that your word is a lamp to my feet. Your word is a lamp to my feet. Now, the implication of that is that when everywhere is dark and you have a lamp and the word of God is the lamp to your feet. Now, the lamp, when you hold the lamp, the illustration there is that you can only see a few steps forward in the dark. When you have a lamp, a lantern, you can only see a few steps forward. But if you say, oh, this is just a few steps, I'm discouraged, you are not going to make that progress. But if you take that step, as you take the step, the lamp goes with you, then you see a few more steps. Then you take those steps, and as you are taking those steps, your path becomes clearer and clearer, and you begin to gain height and distance. And that's how it works. Many times, we want God's word to be a floodlight to our path. We want it to be the halogen to our way, you know. But the word of God says that your word is a lamp. One step at a time. One step at a time. Particularly when it comes to what is known as summit day in climbing Everest. The lesson of one step at a time pops out. Many people on summit day is that day that the mountain is conquered, basically, that the climbers attain the summit, the height of the mountain, and they are at the top of the mountain. And I pray that you will get to the top of that mountain in the name of Jesus. The mountain of influence before you. You will get to the top of that mountain in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So, on summit day, particularly on all the days, but on summit day, you have to put one step in front of the other. And you're like, Pastor, what's the lesson there? The lesson there is that summit days is like many other days on climbing the mountain is a very dangerous day. There are some people that they've seen the summit and they just collapse. They don't make it to the top. You will not only see the top, you will get to the top in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's on one hand. On the other hand, some on summit day, they slip and they fall. And they fall from that height, they die. On summit day, you put one step in front of the other. Guess what? Every step takes 10 to 15 seconds before you can take the next step. How painful can that be to the impatient person? You have, for the past 60 days, you have been climbing, suffering. Then the top is a summit day. Most people want to run. It's not a running day. Those that run, they just slip and fall. You walk. And when you walk, you just put one step in front of the other. 10 to 15 seconds every step. So when you put a step in front of the other, you wait. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Before you can take the next step. I mean, it's just imagining it. It's so challenging. But do you know that that's how life is many times? Many times, God has put the summit before you. But you have to take one step at a time. And it's not because you don't have the capacity to run. You can. It's not because you cannot see the goal. You can. It's not because you don't have the resources to attain it. You can. But God is saying, one step at a time. One step at a time. Oof. And that can appear to slow you down in your relationships, in your at work, concerning your finances. One step at a time. But guess what? Every step matters. Every step matters. Every step matters. Big faith is built on small steps. Big faith is built on small steps. On small steps. Because you are going to get to the top. In the name of Jesus, you must understand that You know, there are no shortcuts. There are no shortcuts. Just sharp focus and steady feet. Sharp focus, steady feet. Sharp focus, steady feet. There are many things in life that will try to hasten you in areas where you should be steady. You know, being steady is more important than being erratic. Many people respond to the emotion of being erratic, which is unstable. However, you need to realize that steady feet is more important, and your feet will be steady. In the name of Jesus, your feet will be steady. And it is discipline in the details that determines your altitude. The discipline in the details. I am taking this next step. Boom. Then I'm taking this next step. And on. It is the discipline in the details that determine your altitude. So, Pastor, what are you saying? What I'm saying is that elevation is not an event. It's not an event. It's a habit. Elevation is a constant habit. One step in front of the other. One step as you are rising, as you are climbing, as you are being elevated. Just stay focused. One step in front of the other. One step in front of the other. And I will see you at the top. In the name of Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say to your neighbor, I will see you at the top. These are the principles that leads to higher ground. The principles that lead to higher ground. Every step matters. The next thing today is that some actually quit at base camp. Some quit at base camp. Now, we explained last week that base camp is the rallying point to climbing Everest. So when you get to base camp, then from base camp, you go to camp one. Then from camp one, you go to camp two. Then from camp two, you keep going. And now guess what? When you climb Everest, you must gather at base camp. That is like base camp, you know, base camp. But guess what? Many people, over 50% of climbers, don't go past base camp. How many people have had ideas and they started off and they get to base camp and they are tired? How many people have had mountains or heights and grounds, higher grounds in front of them that they get to base camp and they're exhausted? You will not be exhausted in the name of Jesus. You will get to the summit in the name of Jesus. You may be saying, "Oh, Pastor, why is that a problem? Why should getting to base camp be a problem?" Because base camp itself is higher than a lot of mountains. In fact, base camp is about 17,000, over 17,000 feet. 17,000 feet. Wow. That's base camp of Everest. So when you get to base camp of Everest, you have actually climbed some mountain. And many of us, if you, regardless of your field, it could be agriculture, it could be education, it could be media, it could be, by the time you get to, you climb 17,000 feet plus 7,600 feet, and they tell you, welcome to base camp. Welcome to base camp means, okay, now you are starting. walk. Look at all this sweat. Look at my back is paining me. Look at, you know, base camp, many climbers turn back at base camp. You will not turn back at base camp in the name of Jesus. You will not turn back at base camp. Matthew 22:14 says to us that many are called, but few are chosen. Many are called, but few are chosen. Now, this scripture sometimes is misinterpreted to mean that the few that are chosen are lucky. To mean that, well, I don't know if I will be chosen. So you feel some kind of helplessness. But you see, God is saying to you this morning that you have a contribution to make. You have a contribution to make. Paul was saying to, I think, Timothy, that give diligence to make your calling and your election sure. So it means you are called. You are called. The fact that you are called does not mean it is sure. The fact that you are called does not mean it is sure. The fact that you are called does not mean you will make it to the end. But my prayer for you is that you will make it to the end. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. So, between your calling and election and the surety of your calling and election, that gap is covered with what is called what? Diligence. I must say diligence. And everybody can give diligence. Everybody can. The person that chooses to sleep for 12 hours in a day and the person that is sleeping for 6 hours so that he can have 6 extra hours of work is not a fool. The difference between them is diligence. Because desire gets you to base camp. Desire gets you to base camp. It is discipline that gets you to the peak. It is discipline that gets you to the summit. Desire gets you to base camp. Desire have gotten so many people to base camp. So many people have gotten to base camp, if you will. Oh, boy meets girl. Boy likes girl. Boy talks to girl. Girl is blushing. Things are, you know. Then they get to base camp. Then boy runs away. Or girl says, Pastor, I'm not sure again. Base camp. Base camp will take its toll. Base camp has the deception of, oh, ground level. No, base camp takes its toll. You have a business idea. You start off, you churn out an MVP. It takes a lot to churn out an MVP. You churn out an MVP depending on the solution, right? Then you are exhausted. It's just base camp. My brother, my sister, it's just base camp. It's just base camp. You need to climb Everest. You start your business. You make some profit. You have some comfort. It's able to sustain you. It's sustenance. But what you want is not sustenance, it's not survival. It's significance. It's beyond success. It's success and significance. Sustenance is base camp. It's base camp. You can pay your bills. You can, you know. Base camp. Base camp. Base camp is safe. But it's not the summit. Base camp gives you an impression of, oh, you've attained some height. Oh, you have a good car. Oh, you've paid the school fees. But it's base camp, my sister. is base camp, my brother. Base camp is safe, but it's not the summit. But you will get to the summit in the name of Jesus. You will get to the top in the name of Jesus. Too many. Settle for near when they were called to hire. Too many. You know, I've made up my mind that I will get to the top. I will get to the top. God's Favorite House, we've made up our minds that we will get to the top. You make up your mind to join us on this journey, that you will get to the top. You will get to the top. My mind is made up. I'm not going to pitch my tent at base camp. I'm not going to say, oh, base camp, oh, I have attained some heights, so yeah, let's be going home. No, I must get to the summit. It will take sacrifice, but I will get there. It will take sacrifice, but you will get there. Realize that majority of the people don't go past base camp. You don't go back past base camp. So, Pastor, what are you saying? What we're saying, essentially, is that the danger, mostly, isn't falling. The danger is settling. The danger isn't falling. The danger is settling. How many people have traveled, emigrated from Nigeria? We have a lot of our people outside of the country. You know, in Canada, in the UK, in the US, in different places. And they get a good life, a good job, or start a good business. And they get a house, they get a car, you know, family is comfortable, they are paying their mortgages, and, you know, and they take selfie, put it on Instagram, pepper them, the people that are in wherever they think is not better than where they are, or whatever they think, where they think that where they are is better than. And I say to them, it's just base camp. Ah, they're like, ah, Pastor, life is good. Ah, if I were in X and X place, you know, I have Kenyans that say the same thing, I have friends that are Indians that say the same thing. Oh, back in my country, you know, now I'm okay. The deception of base camp is the good life. It robs people of their destinies. Because base camp is a height by itself. But it is not the summit of Everest. It is still kilometers away from the summit. Miles and miles away from the summit. Thousands and thousands of feet away from the summit. But it gives the false sense of arrival. It gives a false sense of settling. It gives a false sense. And that's why many people in their giving fields, their giving career, or whatever, they are jackpising. They have settled. They have settled. They've gotten into a system that has made them comfortable. Things are not bad, you know. In fact, things are better than they even imagined. But guess what? They are still at the base camp. You will not die at base camp in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And unfortunately, I've seen people that maybe when you go on vacation, they stay with people that are in base camp. And they're like, wow, look at house, look at car, look at community. Oh, this place is really nice. And they're like, one day, it go better. Not knowing that, that's not even where God wants to take you. God wants to, that's just a stepping stone. God wants to take you higher than that. God wants to take you to the top. The doors are opened for you. They are doors to higher ground. and you will attain in the name of Jesus. So the danger really is not in falling. The danger is in settling. You will not settle until you get to the top in the name of Jesus. And I want to say to your neighbor again, not a cliche, say, see you at the top. Mean it with your heart. Say, see you at the top. Because you are getting to the top in the mighty name of Jesus. And the third thing we're going to talk about today, which is where we'll wrap things up, it's the fact that the view at the top changes everything. Changes everything. The view at the top changes everything. Changes everything. 1 Corinthians 2:9. The things that God wants to do in your life, no eye has seen it. No eye has seen it. The things that is going to break forth in your life, no ear has heard it. It has not even entered into the heart of men. The things that God has prepared for you, no eye has seen it. At that top, the view changes everything. Nobody can explain the view of the top for you. No, they cannot. In fact, the climbers of Everest, they said that they could see the curvature of the earth from the top of Everest. They could see the curvature of the earth. If you look at the earth from ground level, you think everything is flat. In fact, that's why scientists used to think that the earth was flat. But at the top, when you climb your higher ground, you see things that you can never see at ground level. The world looks completely, completely different. But only those that endure get that view. Only those that endure to the top get that view. And you will endure to the top. And you will get that view. You will get that experience. You will not die at base camp in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You know, some people say, oh, Pastor, what if I'm okay at base camp? You see, the danger of soft life is that soft life doesn't go beyond base camp. Soft life does not go beyond base camp. The people that are getting to the top, they don't brandish their wealth on Instagram. They don't show off their golden necklace on Instagram. It is people that are base camp. Those are base camp behavior. That's where you take those pleasures. But you will get to the top. In the mighty name of Jesus. The reward makes the risk worth it. The reward makes the risk worth it. When you get to the top, you will look back and you will say, it wasn't easy, but it was worth it. It wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. But it was worth it. The summit doesn't erase the struggles. The summit doesn't eradicate the struggles. The summit does not delete the struggles. The summit redefines the struggles. It redefines it. So that's why Paul could say, for these afflictions, these light afflictions, they work for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. This light affliction that is for a short while, they work for us. You see, God's view is always higher than your valley. God's view is always higher than your valley. I want you to determine in your heart that you will not stay at the valley. Determine in your heart that you will not stay at the valley. God's view is higher than the valley. So I'm praying that you see as God sees in the name of Jesus. I'm praying that God will give you a view of the mountain, which is the privilege that we have as believers. Many times, God allows us to come up either to come and see, so that when we come back, we know what we are working hard for. And many times, it's people that are giving up, they've not seen from God's view. Because once you see what He sees, you will stop fearing what you feel. Once you see what He sees, you will stop being afraid of the challenges that are on the way. Once you see what He sees, and you will see what He sees in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Everest is real. In whatever area of your life, Everest is real. The challenges of climbing are real. The comfort and the seduction of base camp is real. But guess what? Guess what? So is your calling. Everest is real. So is your calling. Your calling is also real. Regardless of what people have told you, regardless of what naysayers have told you, regardless of what your cousin have abused you, that everybody wants to get to you, regardless of even what your feelings are telling you, your calling is real. Habakkuk 3:19. The word of God says, Habakkuk 3:19, that the sovereign Lord is my strength. He makes my feet like the feet of the deer, like the hind's feet. He enables me to tread on the heights. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, God will make your feet sure. God will strengthen your feet. God will make your feet like the deer's feet. God will enable you to tread on the heights. The enablement that you need, heaven releases to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That enablement comes upon you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You will climb effortlessly. You will climb with ease. You will climb with purpose in the mighty name of Jesus. And so it is and shall be. We want to pray with you if you're like, Pastor, I need to attain my height. But I'm not in God. How can you attain a height without the highest? You need God to attain your height. You're like, well, I used to be with God, but I'm backsliding. Can I come? Yes, you can come. We want to pray with you. If that is you, you want to start a walk with Jesus, or you want to renew your walk with Jesus, Pastor, can you pray with me? We want to pray with you. Yeah. Secondly, we want to pray for the others also, but first and foremost, you want to come to Him. You want to renew your walk with Him. Wherever you are, put up your hand now. Over your head. Put it up. If you're online, the instructions are scrolling on the screen. Put up your hand over your head and we'll turn it over to the RP.
Hallelujah. So all heads bowed, all eyes closed. We want to give everybody the opportunity. You've heard the teaching of today. A lot of us are sitting at base camp thinking that we have arrived, but we have not. But the journey is about to start. But the very first thing you need to do is to accept Jesus into your life so that you can actually continue on the journey. So if you're here, as Pastor said, you want to give your life to Christ. Just raise up your hand wherever you are, and we'll pray together. We'll help you on this journey that you want to go. God is right here with you. God is right here with us, with every one of us. But He wants us to walk with Him. He wants us to come to Him. So we're giving you the opportunity right now. If you're here in the auditorium, just raise up your hand over your head, and we'll pray together. It's the very first step you need to take. The very, very first step. Just want to encourage you, raise up your hand and we'll pray together and the journey starts. And if you're online, you want to do the same thing, want to give your life to Christ, want to encourage you to just follow the instructions on the screen, indicating the online platform where you are, that you want to give your life to Christ, and the online pastors will engage you. But specifically, those of you that are in the auditorium here, we're making a final call. You want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You want to ask Him to start this journey with you. You are not going to die at base camp. None of us will die at base camp. None of us will feel comfortable at base camp. As a matter of fact, after the teaching of today, we will be shaking to begin to proceed to higher grounds. And God will go with us in the mighty name of Jesus. But if you are here, I'm making a final call. Just raise up your hand if you want to accept Jesus into your life. You want to give your life to Christ. Just raise up your hand wherever you are. And raise it up boldly over your head if you are doing it. Heavenly Father, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We are grateful for a wonderful time like this in your presence. Thank you for all those that are making the decisions, even right now, wherever they are, online, all over the world, listening to this message right now, or even as the time comes. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that You will accept every one of us in the name of Jesus. Draw us closer to You in the name of Jesus. Let our lives be transformed even from now on in the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we pray specifically for as many of us that are presently sitting at base camp, but our spirit is being stirred at the moment for us to move on to higher grounds, asking the name of Jesus, the grace, the strength, the enablement, the motivation to move, Lord, give to us in the mighty name of Jesus. We no longer feel comfortable at base camp. We're going on to higher grounds, and we will attain the summit in the mighty name of Jesus. We will not do it by our power. We will do it by Your grace and Your strength. So shall it be, mighty Father. We give You all praise and all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Higher Grounds Part 2. That was amazing, amazing, amazing.